Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Colossians and also from the Gospel of Mark. First, from the letter of Paul to the church of Colossae, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 17. And he says this, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things." And then out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, beginning at verse 28. "And one of the scribes came up and asked Jesus, 'Which commandment is the most important of all?' And Jesus answered, 'The most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.'" The past few weeks, we've spent some time talking about the focus and the focal point of the moments and days of our lives. We've begun to take a look at idols, those counterfeit stand-ins or replacements for God, which we allow to enter and direct our lives, often not even recognizing their insidious creep into controlling the decisions, the directions, and destinations of the journey of our lives. Last week, we asked the questions, who are you? What defines our lives? And we saw that when I asked NFL football players what defined them or who they were to a person, they said that they were a football player. But then they were left a bit anxious, confused, and wondering about that and who they really were when realizing that in the very next game, they might suffer a career-ending injury. And then we were reminded by Tony Dungy of the words of then two-times winning Super Bowl coach Chuck Knoll at Tony's first meeting as a rookie with the Pittsburgh Steelers, excited and expecting Coach Knoll to show them the direction for yet another Super Bowl victory. Tony instead heard Coach Knoll say this, "Welcome to the National Football League. You are getting paid to play, so that now makes football your profession. Don't make football your life," he said. Tony said that if a pin had dropped, it would have been deafening in the room. Coach Knoll continued, "If you make this game your life, you're going to leave disappointed. Don't let it become your identity." All right, then here's a question for us to consider and some other questions as we think about who we are and what our identity is and what it looks like to the world. Here it is. What or whom is on your throne? What occupies that prominent place in your days, your thoughts, your future planning and priorities? What occupies your emotions, hopes, and concerns on this day of elections all over our nation? What ladders of achievement are you climbing to try to find satisfaction, fulfillment, and recognition from the world around you? Who do you try to look like and be like, which all the advertisements and media and movie outlets say you should be like? What or who is it which guides and directs, or should I say, mandates your decisions? What is it you worry about and causes you worried moments and worried days and even longer? Let me ask you this. If someone were recording your thinking and action time spent on any of those things which are trying to control your day and life, what would come out on top? All those things, idols, one and all, which I just asked about and are mentioned, are looking for time on the throne of your life and mine to be able to direct, to control, and to try to rule our lives. I suppose you could probably figure out who I might suggest instead of all of those others which should occupy the throne of your life and mine. But instead of listening to me, the Apostle Paul answers that in the passage from Colossians we read a moment ago when he says, "The God of all creation, the Lord before all things and over all things." And then Jesus said in the passage we read out of Mark, "The most important is the Lord our God, the Lord is one." to let the Lord occupy the throne of your life and mine, to let him replace those idols and counterfeit gods, small g, which seek to control, and those things which try to grip and distract and direct our lives. All of this is pointing us to think about what or who is and who should be number one in our lives. Another way to refer to that is this: who is and should be the Lord of your life, number one of my life and your life? Who should I pick? Who would you pick to sit as number one on the throne of your life? Who should we pick for that role? May I suggest that we follow the advice of Paul and Christ and pick the God of all creation, the God who was with you when you were born and was with you in your happiest and saddest times, the God who knows your broken promises, your highest achievements, and your fondest dreams, the God who will be with you wherever you are, and no matter how many times you may have fallen or failed, he will still be there. The God who, as Lord of your life and mine, as number one in our lives, will point us to the most important people and things of our lives. The Lord who will remind you when scheduling your time to think about what the bottom line of your day, your career, and your life should be. It's that thing that we strive for, live for. What defines our bottom line? What defines your bottom line and mine? Most businesses define the bottom line of success for their business in terms of what? In terms of dollars. The more money, the better the business is doing. But what about all the lives within and outside of the business, which are impacted by what the business does? Are their lives better? In sports, at any level, amateur and professionally, the bottom line of teams, organizations, institutions usually aligns with what? Wins and losses, which leads to money. But what if the bottom line was defined by using the platform of sports, which are such a big part of our world, to make a difference in the lives of others and to improve the quality and direction of others' lives rather than wins and losses and money? What directs and controls you day to day? What is it you strive for? Every human being must live for something, strive for something. Who whispers in your ear when you stand at the fork in the road and are trying to make a decision as to which direction to go? Who is on your throne for you to listen to? Who is number one? Who is your Lord? May I suggest that you allow the Lord of all creation to be the only one on your throne, the Lord of lords and King of kings, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let him be the Lord of your life. Let him reign over you and over all there is around you that's trying to control you, to control your actions, words, and thoughts. All those things that are trying to sit on your throne. And let him instead reign by putting him back on the throne. The one who created and loves us and wants the very best for us, the one above all else, and who can follow, who we can follow to be all that we can be. Remembering that no matter what we face and what happens, he is at work for our good and he is above all. And like our friend Michael W. Smith, Christian singer and songwriter, reminded us in this beautiful song about him, when he says, above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you are here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all the wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what he's worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. My friends, from me, from the Apostle Paul, from Christ, from Michael W. Smith, let him be on your throne. Let him, Jesus Christ, be number one. Let him be the Lord of your life. There is nothing, nothing to compare. Let me pray for us. Father, just thank you for my friends. Thank you for their lives. I thank you for the struggles that we go through. But more than that, I thank you for the simple fact that you are there as we go through them, continuing to mold us and make us all that you want us to be. Help us to realize that we will only be all you want us to be and can be and we're meant to be and created to be by making you Lord of our lives. Number one, our lives, to follow you and to listen to you and to listen for that whisper in our ears at the fork in the road when we need to make a decision. You are Lord, you are sovereign, you are God, you are above all. Thank you for leading us. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.